The truth is out there tonight on I Want to Believe. I'm going to share some truth with you. You're not going to want to hear it, but you need to. Or else a lot of people are going to get shot. That sounded more threatening than I meant it to.
Yeah, it did.
Well, let's just go on from there. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight here on the Podzilla 1985's I Want to Believe, the number one show on the network about the supernatural, by the way. Number one show. Very proud of that. With me tonight, Calvin Hebert.
That's an impressive stat there.
That we, yeah, don't think about it too much.
All right.
Allie Hebert.
Hello.
And Nike.
That's not my name.
Nike Swoosh.
No.
Black Nike Swoosh.
No.
Dank Lindsay.
No.
Lindsay Wolf Dank.
No. Try again.
Don't try. Lindsay Wolf Kong.
Hi.
So tonight's going to be a special night. So the main topic is about Area 51. We're gonna talk a little bit about the history of Area 51. I'm going to give you some facts, some stone cold facts, because you've all probably heard about this event going around that Allie is going to, apparently.
I did mark myself as going.
I'm only interested right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because here's my thinking on that. Is if the government starts looking into people that
coward.
Have marked. If the government starts looking into this, I really don't want them looking into the sites that I go to.
Rusty Shackleford wants a pizza.
The memes, then have the Kirk D. say he's going. One of the memes that I saw was like, my mom wondering why the FBI is at the door. Me knowing well enough that I marked going to the Area 51 thing 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's a joke, but man, if the government perceives this as a legitimate threat, you don't know how far they're going to go in like stopping it. And I can almost guarantee there will be some idiot, a group of idiots probably.
Yeah, no, there's multiple.
That are going to go to Area 51 and try to rush them. And they are going to end up probably arrested. I don't think the government's just going to shoot them on sight. I guess it depends if they do the Naruto run.
It depends on how close to the fence they get.
Well, you can go right up to – legally, you can go right up to the fence. You can go up to the fences. Once you cross that border, they have armed guards constantly. Camo dudes is what they're called. That's what they call them. But I don't think they'll just shoot people. But like I said, unless they do the Naruto run. Then I hope they get shot on principle. I'm in the group. I'm not going to the event, but I'm in the group. And someone mentioned, so for real, you know, how are we going to stop them from shooting us if we do this? And I posted, well, if we all do the Naruto run, what chance do they have? Scientifically, the odds are in our favor.
I mean, if they're just using bullets, mathematically, some of you might make it up the hill.
It's like Lord of the Rings when they fire the volley of arrows. Yeah, someone's going to get through, and that person will die closer, I guess. But before we talk about Area 51, I do have a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about first in the news and notes. First off, I want to thank Allie for being here tonight. All right, so.
That was abrupt.
You're welcome.
One of my favorite topics, and I know Asa's favorite topic too, is time travel. And our first story deals with time travel. I got this from Coast to Coast AM. Fantastic, fantastic program. I highly recommend you check it out every night. I think we talked about this guy once before, years ago, because he was pretty big. He hit the scene. He goes by the name Noah, and he's supposedly this time traveler from the year 2021. And he's been posting a ton of videos on Apex TV, which is I see a lot of stuff on Apex TV, and they're fairly reputable, and as reputable as you can be when it comes to like the paranormal and the supernatural. But he came from 2021, and he had some hard evidence, some predictions that really solidified his story. He said that people would spend more time in virtual reality, and that self-driving cars would become drastically improved over time. And how else would you know that?
Yeah.
How else would you know that unless you're legitimately from the year 2021?
Out of the blue, these things. Nobody predicted them.
He also said that Trump will be reelected in 2020. We'll see how that goes.
Ooh.
Was this the dude that, like, didn't he say something about John Titor? There was one guy that claimed to be a time traveler that mentioned John Titor.
Apparently, this guy is one of the first of the time travelers that have come forward, but he's not the only one. So it could have been any number of people that have now claimed to be time travelers with evidence. Like, did you see the picture of the guy who said he went back in time to the prehistoric era and took a picture of the T-Rex? Let me find this for you. The most photoshopped picture I think I've ever seen in my life. Let me see this. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
I believe you have never seen any kind of photo shoot trying to make a woman look sexy on a magazine. If you think that that is the most photoshopped thing.
No, I stand by it because here's the picture he presented as evidence. I wish you could see this at home.
It's a dinosaur.
Well, you can tell it's real by the shadow.
In front of a big wave? Is that what?
It looks like
it's a mountain range.
Because the angle I'm at, I just see like blues and browns.
Yeah.
It's like bad.
So
they did a bad job.
Question. Did T-Rex roam the desert plains? Is that where they lived? Like,
well, not only that, but did they roam the desert plains and pose for this photo and also
and not charge directly at the source of food in front of them?
Yeah, and I love all of the sites that are, oh my god, it's Daily Express is where I see the picture first, and the headline says time travel shock. Yeah, it's a shock, all right. I might post this one on Facebook just so you guys can see what I see, so you can live my nightmares out. Well, the point of this is that this Noah is actually a Minnesota teenager named Dennis Bell, who posted a video on his YouTube account detailing how he portrayed the time-traveling character and how he's come forward now because it's too hard to keep up with all the plot details he had given and how people are starting to figure out who he really is. Turns out it's a hoax.
Ooh.
Son of a bitch. We were this close to going back in time and stopping everything.
We could have stopped him from hoaxing us.
We could have stopped Jesus.
Did you see the area?
I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm glad you cut me off.
Area 51 meme about time travel?
No. Allie's been knee deep in the Area 51 memes, by the way.
Time traveler. What year is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's 2019. Oh, the year of the Area 51 massacre. The year of the what?
And my favorite one of that is the one with Yoda where it says, what was it? He asked the time traveler about did they succeed in the Area 51, whatever. And he goes, oh, you mean the mass? It's the same thing, basically, just reverse the time period on it. And it's funnier because it's got a shocked picture of Yoda. I don't know what picture yours did. Bell's video, which included uncensored footage of some of the videos that were posted on Apex TV. So all of these videos that are posted, he's had his face blurred out. Mm. I guess to protect him from the future police.
Some small child will see him when he's little and then remember in the future when they're part of the authorities. Oh, we need to go back to this year.
I remember this guy. We're going to kill his entire family. So he posts all these pictures of his censored face. Well, this video had the same video, but uncensored as proof that this was me, right? This is my favorite part of this. The video he posted revealing that he is this teenager and that he faked all these videos has been copyright flagged by Apex TV for the videos that he posted on their site with the censored face. So his confessional video has been flagged. Oof. I love that. Apex TV has not released a statement about the claims.
It might have been an auto claim.
It had to have been. That's just very funny to me. That's like, the guy in those videos is me. That's fake. You can't post videos about yourself. What? poor Apex TV, boy. This could shatter their reputation. If they
had one,
if they unknowingly posted videos from a fake, time traveler.
Wow.
Time travel is a sensitive subject for me.
Is it?
Because if there was time travel, we would already know about it. Asa hates time travel in media.
He does.
I just hate the idea of time travel. Because, I mean, it's a cool idea, but like if there was time travel, we would already know. Because somebody would already come back. Unless.
It's only forward.
It's only forward. Yeah, you can't travel backwards
in
time.
Timeline based.
Where you alternate time, you create a new timeline whenever you do it.
Going back in time just throws you to a different timeline where you went back in time. So you're not changing your past, you're changing another timeline's past.
It's the multiverse theory.
Yeah.
This is why Asa hates time travel.
But does it create a new timeline or do you simply jump to a different timeline?
The timeline was already there.
But it was a timeline where you had discovered time travel.
Yeah. And you went back in time.
Yeah. See, this is why. This is why people don't like time travel movies. This is why I didn't like Avengers Infinity War 2 as much as everybody else.
Infinity War 2.
Endgame, I think it was called. It was Infinity War 2 is what it was.
Infinity War again.
So, Infinity War harder.
Infinity War plus one.
Infinity War groove. So, if you thought, man, finally some time travel news that's positive, I'm sorry. We're here to disappoint you. This is also very strange stories from Gizmodo. And this is not a story I expected to talk about today. On July 11th of the year of our Lord, 2019, our Lord, of course, being Bill Nye.
Okay. I'm okay with
the science fraud.
Oh. The science engineer.
Go look up his, what's it called, Urban Dictionary? Is that what
yes,
it's called?
It was on
look
Urban
up his Urban
Dictionary
about that. Also, listen to the pre-show to hear us talk
about.
If you want to hear what a gutter mouth Ali Abear has, if you've seen the t-shirts, which by now have already gone into print, because Zane Laney or Johnny Underwood or one of those guys hooked us up, you need to go listen to the pre-show and hear what a filth monger that woman is. Burned Lindsay's ears. She's sitting over there, just she's trying to play her dress-up game in peace. And you're over there mouthing off like a like Red Fox would have been. Red Skelton. One of them. All the Reds. Red Foreman. All of them would be offended. Anyway, July 11th, the House decided via voice vote to support an amendment to the 2020 Defense Authorization Bill. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
That would require the Department of Justice to look into the reports of weaponized ticks.
To look into the reports of them.
According to the Congress-focused newspaper, the New Jersey Republican representative, Christopher Smith wrote the amendment, which demands the inspector general, quote, shall conduct a review of whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975.
So it's not just ticks.
It's not just ticks, but ticks were one of the main ones, and I think it's because of this. A book published in May of this year, I believe, called Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons, has brought public attention to years of reports and theories circulating that suggest the Department of Defense researchers at facilities like New York's Plum Island, which I think is supposed to be the really messed up one, isn't it, where all the weird creatures come from, that was kind of the inspiration for the story The Mist.
Do they have meth gators?
No, that's was that Florida? Wish I'd put that on here too, because I forgot about that one. Plum Island and Maryland's Fort Detrick may have infected insects for biological weapons tests and then released those insects outside of the lab, leading to the spread of Lyme disease.
So I had Lyme disease.
You had Lyme disease?
My cousin had Lyme disease, and they didn't know it was Lyme disease for a very, very, very long time.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I've never had Lyme disease, so you were clearly bitten by one of these experimental ticks.
I was in Pennsylvania when I got Lyme disease.
My cousin did not get his from a tick.
I thought it was a trip to Kansas. Maybe that's when I got it.
No, because mom was at work when one of her coworkers was like, if that's the mark you're seeing, you need to leave and take her to the doctor now.
You're right.
Yeah, Lyme disease ain't nothing to mess with from what I understand. I don't really know much about Lyme disease. I've never had it. Therefore, I don't care. But if you think that's insane, why would the government...
That was a very noisy Yanma.
It was. If you think, why would the government wouldn't do that? Government wouldn't do that. They wouldn't poison their own people.
Yeah, they would.
Flint? What?
Agent Orange?
What?
Yeah. The United States
some
government.
Other conspiracy. Well, I can't remember.
The United States government's just terrible.
There's
terrible.
Like five
shit,
or
we
six.
Can't
of
say,
them.
We can't say that right now because Allie's got us all on a damn list because she's going to Area
she's
51.
She's the one on the list.
Yeah, but us by association. They're looking into all of us.
Not
all
right.
Do anything.
We should have our own list of people that are most at risk of the government taking them away because I think me and you are really high up on there.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I mean.
Yeah, you.
I have
me, you, and Tanner. Basically,
I live with a scapegoat. So.
You know who's the? You know who? The safest one is probably Dalton, because if they looked into his, it would just be like
because he just rat everybody out.
Well, I was gonna say it's just toys.
It was like it's just action figure reviews,
just action figure
and
reviews
superhuman.
And, yeah,
and backyard scientist.
It's for all the juggalos and juggalettes. So the next time you
not
see a tick, just remember you might not get powers. But you might get Lyme disease, and you
tick
can,
man,
and you can thank the government.
The
they
tick.
Had a hero, yeah. But they called him the tick. Spoon.
Lyme disease can,
yeah,
make you like cause sensory issues. So I mean, if you see that as a superpower,
is that
you
why
mean,
you're
like,
so bad at Mario?
You mean like mess with your senses, or you mean like cause synesthesia?
Yes, elaborate.
Like make you really like things that shouldn't hurt. Could hurt like if someone pokes you really hard.
So like
it
super
hurt.
Active nerve.
Yes.
Okay.
So your special power would be that you hurt more,
and things yes. feel better.
Are you waving me off?
No,
or?
There's a bug on the microphone.
It might have Lyme disease. That might be a government issued bug. From psychology.
No. Hold on. Catch what you just said, because that means multiple things.
What?
The government issued bug. Yeah. See, they got bugs on our microphone. Whoa. From Psychology Today. What is consciousness, Calvin?
A strain of thought of one's own existence.
So it's your own thoughts, basically. It's your own, it's what makes you you.
The realization that you exist independently in a universe.
And when your brain dies, what happens to consciousness?
Nobody knows, but like, probably it just stops.
You're looking at me like, clearly you're going somewhere with this. Yeah. Just spit it out.
I don't know.
Please just tell me.
Where's the trap?
There's been a... on the internet.
Oh, no, not that kind of trap.
There's been a long argument about what happens to consciousness when you die. There are some people that believe that death is the end of everything, that when you die, that is it. Mm-hmm. There are some that believe that when you die, your consciousness lives on, perhaps inhabiting new people, perhaps just existing. Well, according to the decades-long research of Dr. Peter Fenwick, a highly regarded neuropsychiatrist. God, why was that so hard? Who has been studying the human brain, consciousness, and the phenomenon of near-death experience for 50 years. Our brains don't create consciousness. It just filters it. Like how an eye filters and interprets only a very small sliver of the electromagnetic spectrum, and the ear registers only a narrow range of sonic frequencies. Fenwick believes that consciousness actually exists independently and outside of the brain as an inherent property of the universe itself, like dark matter, dark energy, or gravity.
This is the concept of the spirit. Like, he's using scientific terms, but the idea is that the body is tied to the spirit, not the spirit to the body.
So that the spirit is all one consciousness, basically, and that we just get a little piece of it.
Maybe. They could be individual spirits, but it could just be one, like, massive spirit, and you're getting a bit of it.
Well, according to Fenwick, our consciousness tricks us into perceiving a false duality of self and other, when in fact there is only unity. We are not separate from other aspects of the universe, but an integral and inextricable, that's the right word, part of them. And when we die, we transcend the human experience of consciousness and its illusion of duality, merge with the universe's entire and unified property of consciousness. So ironically, only in death can we be fully conscious. So what he's saying is that imagine...
the universe is a giant brain, and when you die, you become one of its synapses.
Yeah, yeah, that we existing, that we don't have our own consciousness. Like, you're not really you, and I'm not really me, that we're just filtering out pieces of this giant consciousness and kind of making it our own because of our, I guess, our bodies and our brains, and that when we die, it just goes back to wherever.
Is Janet there?
Funny you mentioned Janet. I actually have a story later that has that name in it, and I think you're going to find it interesting because I didn't even know this. What do you think about that? Is that plausible? Do you believe that?
I think it's just as plausible as nothing happening. Like,
so you're literally saying when it comes to death, everything's on the table.
Basically, because how are you going to test anything to do with that? He's testing near-death experiences, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that can still be just chemicals in the brain reacting as you're almost dying.
Yeah.
That's not... because dreams can be the same thing.
Yeah, like, they say that the brain releases a DMT.
Yeah.
When you die, that causes hallucinations. That's what near-death experiences are. That it's your brain kind of like... stop your body from feeling pain. It's trying to
disassociate from what's happening.
Right. Which wouldn't explain why, or maybe it does explain why so many near-death experiences are so similar. You know, the white light, the tunnel, seeing loved ones. I had another story about near-death experiences too, where they were talking about that, and they were talking about the similarities and how so many near-death experiences have little intricate details that are similar, and that it would be very hard. There's a very difficult explanation of why that is. But I didn't want to get too hard, you know, go too deep into the near-death experiences tonight, because that could be its own topic.
Yeah. Your brain for overloading on the exact same chemical when that chemical is meant to make you feel euphoric.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, sure, the experiences can be different because of perspective, but if you're getting that much of it, you're narrowing the range of what the experience can be. Because it's that intense. So
there's also a book that came out years ago about, so, and I didn't put this on there either, but I'll cover it real quick. There was a family that got in a car accident, and the boy suffered internal decapitation.
Oh. Oof.
Yeah. Which is where the skull basically separates from the spine. That he survived, and when he came out of it, they wrote a book. He wrote a book with his father. It was called something about being in heaven. It was this kid talking about how he went to heaven and he saw Jesus, and he wrote this huge thing. Well, now he's 21 now, and he's completely disavowed all
everything.
Of it. Yeah, and said that it was all made up, that his dad basically forced him to do it. His dad wrote most of it. He doesn't remember it. He never went to heaven. He didn't die. He's like, I never died. I didn't go to heaven. And it's a huge mess. And he's suing for a ton of money because apparently the dad's no longer in the picture. And the kid's saying, I never got as much as I should have from this. But the kid's also, I say a kid, he's 21 now. He's paraplegic and they're running out of money. They're almost homeless. So he's trying to get more money from this book that made a ton of money. It was one of the best sellers because there's this whole heaven series when it comes to like Christian writing that's huge. And if you want to see something very funny, if you'd like to see someone make fun of that, then I urge you to check out, I forget which episode it was, but check out With Bob and David on Netflix, where they had Heaven is Totes for Real.
Totes legal.
It's very funny. Very funny. All right, Calvin, you're going to like this one. You like the Dyatlov Pass? Find this story interesting?
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, we've talked about the Dyatlov Pass here on the show before. In 1959, February 1959, an experienced trekking group of 9 people, Russians, of course, all from the Ural Polytechnical Institute, established a camp on the Russian slopes of... You remember that skit with Keenan where he was playing Steve Harvey and he's hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And he sees the names.
And can't say it.
His eyes just get really big.
That's
you right now.
That's me.
And he says oregano.
Yeah.
Origami.
Origami. Established a camp on the Russian slopes of Kolat Siakul. Totally butchered that, and I apologize. An area now named...
Just sound drunk and say it with a Russian accent, and you'll get it.
We just lost our Russian fan base, thanks. Area now named in honor of the group's leader, Igor Dyatlov. I can pronounce that one. During the night, something caused them to tear their way out of their tents and flee the campsite, all while inadequately dressed for the heavy snowfall and sub-zero temperatures. After the group's bodies were discovered, an investigation by Soviet Union authorities determined that the 6 had died from hypothermia, while the other 3 showed signs of physical trauma. One victim had a fractured skull, 2 others had major chest fractures, and they were internal chest fractures.
Yeah.
Additionally, the body of another team member was missing their tongue and eyes.
Ew.
The investigation concluded that an unknown compelling force had caused the deaths. Fascinating story. I highly recommend everyone look it up. And there have been theories over the years about what actually happened of aliens.
Hundreds of them, yeah.
Yeah, aliens, government facility. It was near a government facility. There were all these crazy theories about it. And what's ironic, not, I guess not ironic really, but it's kind of a coincidence, that we were just discussing this with your dad like a month or two ago when we went to get pizza?
Not even a month ago.
Yeah. And we were trying to explain to him about the Dyatlov Pass, and he was just coming up with these crazy theories, which I say are crazy because they're plausible, whereas I go for the crazy theories, which I think are plausible. But now there's a new explanation from a Russian YouTube channel I cannot pronounce, and I wrote that in the note because I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. It says that the flash of an aborted military rocket launch spooked a nearby herd of deer, causing them to severely panic and run in the darkness directly into the tents containing the hikers, who sustained some of the serious and puzzling injuries later found on the corpses, who then panicked themselves and cut their way out of the tents, walking and stumbling, confused and wounded, into the frigid darkness.
Oh my.
Wait, but... So why was a tongue missing?
Maybe the deer got hungry.
How? What? Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird one, but I guess there is testimony from a military official who was near that base that was near Dyatlov Pass that everyone says was possibly the cause of it, who they mentioned seeing a light in the sky, and I wish I had wrote this down. One of the records that they kept from some facility showed that a rocket did malfunction that night, and that's what they thought the light was. And they said that they saw a herd of deer near that area who got spooked and ran off. So they're just kind of putting 2 and 2 together and saying the deer probably ran into the tents. Everybody kind of, they were like, what's going on? They ran out into the cold, not really knowing what was happening. And that's how they all died.
Again, deer don't run towards fire.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just giving, I'm just presenting you the facts that was given to me by my comrade.
Okay.
I should not use that term when the government's listening. So you don't buy it?
No, not really. I don't buy like hardly any of them though, because it's such a strange
story
situation. Yeah.
There's nothing that really
covers all the bases,
and that sounds right.
Yeah.
I still like to think just giant Russian alien.
A Russian alien?
It was an alien that was that crash landed when it was a child and was raised in Russia. So it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but with an alien face, like the little round head. But even though Arnold Schwarzenegger's not Australian, or is not Russian, he's not Australian either.
He's Austrian.
He's Austrian. Yeah. I like to apologize to former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right.
Apparently he's storming Area 51.
Yeah.
A lot of people apparently are.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, and I feel
Obama
bad.
And Joe Biden. Uh-huh.
I liked that one. That one was funny.
All right.
And Shaggy.
Yes,
Shaggy. Dressed as Shaggy, yeah. By the way. You call him Shaggy. His name's Matthew Lillard.
He's Shaggy, man.
He's an actor.
I don't care. He's Shaggy.
One more story here before we get to Area 51, and that is from the National UFO Reporting Center. They put together a list of the states that have seen the most and fewest sightings this year so far. I thought this was apropos considering we were talking about Area 51 tonight. The list, which is compiled from their database of more than 2,000 sightings, is as follows. The most sightings this year have occurred in order. Washington, this is by state. Montana, Vermont, Alaska, and Maine. The fewest sightings are Texas, probably because of all the guns. If you're an alien and you're flying around Texas, you see what they do to people that aren't the same color. What are they going to do to you? You got like 6 eyes. They're shooting all of them. Louisiana, that one's strange because they're simple. You think simple people would see them more. Georgia, Mississippi, and this one's strange. Alabama. I guess they're all too busy having sex with their cousins to.
You're too drunk.
To notice that. Is it? Let me get off mic here for a second. Is it Austin from Alabama? No, it's Arkansas. Okay. Yeah, screw Alabama. Nothing good came out of Alabama. Although it only ranks 4th this year, by the way, Allie, Lindsay. What? Alaska is home to the highest all-time number of sightings.
Well,
that actually doesn't surprise me.
You're further up in the poll.
Do you think that that's elevated higher than, like, you're closer to the stars? Or
no. There's less population.
That's true. Alaska's a scary place. Conversely, here's our tie-in. Despite being home to Area 51, Nevada didn't even make it into the top 10.
Oh, yeah, that's too obvious.
Strange, isn't it?
It's because they're not unidentified.
Yeah, I think everything over Nevada airspace is going to have to be, like, immediately identifiable. Otherwise, people would flip shit.
Which they have all the time. Also, what I don't understand about this Area 51 is it's, like, the Naruto thing, sure, whatever, we'll talk about it. But what's up with clap dim cheeks? I don't get that reference.
I'll
Urban Dictionary it.
Thank you.
Do you have to?
Are you sure you want to do this? That's not a smart... This isn't going
to
go well.
You might have to censor yourself, depending.
Yeah, look up clap dim cheeks, because I'm assuming it means your butt's so big that when you walk, you kind of get a noise, which, is that an alien trait? I'm asking, seriously.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen an alien.
Calvin, come on. Don't lie to me. I've seen UFOs. I've never seen an alien. Never wanted to either. One of my biggest fears when I was growing up was, and still today, is that I would be in my room and I would like look over and there would be aliens like abducting you or something, that you would see them. Because it would scare me. Have you ever seen the movie Communion?
At first I thought you were going to be like, I'd look over and see an alien. He's just laying in bed, you know?
He's just clapping him cheeks.
Yeah.
No, that was Lindsay.
Yeah, no, he thinks I'm an alien.
I did. I woke up one day and I looked over at her and I swear she was an alien. Like her face was... like shape-shifting, and I freaked out. I'm still not entirely convinced that she's not. How many cavities have you had in your life?
0.
You trust
my
someone
dentist
that's
thought
had zero
I was
cavities?
An alien too.
You trust someone that's had 0 cavities in their life?
I don't know about that frame of reference.
That's all I'm saying. Did you find about them cheeks yet?
It has to do with having sex.
Is that all Urban Dictionary is sex?
Pretty yes. much.
A lot of it, yeah.
You kids, God, get new hobbies. All right. So, this is from Live Science.
What do you mean new CNN hobbies? It's the oldest hobby ever.
No, it's the oldest profession ever.
Also hobby.
I'm pretty sure back in those days, not everyone got to indulge in that hobby. Unless they paid for it. They also probably
well,
didn't
but then they'd
too
just
much.
Be a hobbyist. When you pay for your hobby, you're a hobbyist.
I'm learning more about... the subject than I ever cared to. UFOs and extraterrestrials, a hot topic that we've talked about here many, many times. Always seen as a joke or stories created by less than credible people. Alabama. why they stopped talking about it, probably. Despite law enforcement, military officers, and government officials who have gone on record with sightings, the thought of Earth being visited by aliens from another planet may sound like science fiction to some, but the government has taken it very seriously throughout the years, dedicating entire studies to it. You can look through the history. Project Blue Book, others that I'm blanking on right now, including the recently discovered Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. By the way, if you want to hear us talk about that specifically, we did an entire show based on it. I looked it up. December 19th, 2017, 6 days from Christmas. We talked about it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, this show's been going on for almost 2 years now.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Go back and listen to it because it was a really good show, and I was excited. I was like, okay, this is the one. This is when everything gets blown and we're...
Nothing happened.
And nothing happened.
Military just drove by.
All week.
I know.
Coincidence that this is happening? I don't know. I was sure so excited. I thought this was going to be the time. Now we're finally going to learn out things. And then nothing happened. Nothing happened. However, something happened this week recently. Not just the Area 51 thing. We're going to get to that. But so there, George Stephanopoulos, who's from ABC News. He's a reporter.
I was about to say Joey Janela. Sorry.
Continue.
I'm sorry.
No, explain yourself.
I don't.
Why would I be talking about Joey Janela?
I don't know.
Save it for tomorrow. Sorry. Where did you get Joey Janela from? George Stephanopoulos.
It sounded like you said Joey at the beginning.
Isn't that the dude from the Godzilla movie?
No, that's Nick Tatopoulos.
I know.
Two different guys.
I'm glad I got you tongue-tied, though.
Oh. So in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, which you may not have heard this part because Trump, this interview with Trump, it was the same time that he said that he would take information from foreign governments if they had it on his political rivals, and he said that's not treason or whatever. Well, he also said that he has been briefed on sightings from U.S. pilots that have been declassified to the public. All those videos you've seen recently of the pilots seeing the unidentified flying objects that the military has released due to the FOIA and this aerospace threat identification program and stuff. He said that he has been briefed on it. And according to a congressional aide, on Wednesday of last week, a group of U.S. senators, including the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, received a classified briefing about a series of reported encounters by the U.S. Navy with unidentified aircraft as well. Rachel Cohen, who was the spokesperson for Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner, told CNN, "If pilots at Oceana or everywhere elsewhere are reporting flight hazards that interfere with training or put them at risk, then Senator Warren wants answered. It doesn't matter if it's weather balloons, little green men, or something else entirely. We can't ask our pilots to put their lives at risk unnecessarily." Thank you. That's what we've been saying since the show started. Like, it doesn't matter if it's UFOs or what. If we're seeing ships that we don't know what they are, we need to investigate it. Why is this so hard?
You mean it doesn't matter if they're alien or not, if you're having UFOs?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're aliens or like Russian spy planes. If we're seeing stuff in our atmosphere and in our over our country that we don't know what they are, that's a problem.
We need to get on the Dark Knight now. Please.
He's been up there for a while.
Unidentified. Don't care.
And no one claims him.
Pull him down.
Oh, yeah. Shoot the mystery satellite down.
I didn't say shoot it down.
Oh, I thought you said mow it down.
I said pull it down.
Pull it down. That's even better. Just throw a hook up there and yank it down.
Yeah.
So.
Roadhog.
The reason I bring this up is because UFOs and aliens are very popular right now, and you probably have seen this event on Facebook called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. That's the name of the program, the name of it, where they're inviting people from all over the world to come to Nevada and Naruto run, which, Lindsay, tell us what a Naruto run is.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. You're the only one qualified.
Basically the like wannabe ninja run where your arms flail behind you rather than a normal run, and you're like bent more at an angle rather than proper running form.
You're like bent over, like face forward, arms behind your back, and
it's more aerodynamic.
Yeah, well, bullets can't stop you. It sounds like a joke, and hopefully it is, but it has over 1.3 million who are pledging to go. Another million are interested in this idea to Naruto run through the defenses of the United States government.
So
at Area 51.
What's the like likelihood that
they're all going to die?
Well, no. Like a whole bunch of people show up. like just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Like nobody actually is going to go in.
Yeah, they're probably going to bring chairs and just sit out there and watch the people that are actually
and
possibly
like
do it.
It just ends up being this giant ring of people around Area 51 for like a day.
Like it's going to be like the new Woodstock.
Yeah.
Entirely at Area 51. So Area 51,
people are looking for bathrooms and vendors to buy food and water from.
I mean, bathrooms are easy. It's a whole desert.
The guards come out with lemonade.
Yeah, so I truly believe that there's going to be a group of people that get there, and probably in the hundreds. I truly believe there are going to be hundreds of people that get there and go to the gate, and the government is going to just be posted up, machine gun ready, and be like, try it. Just try it. I beg of you. Well, the government won't shoot its own people. Come on. Let's be realistic.
Do we need
here.
To list the things we listed before again?
Just over again. If you're unfamiliar with Area 51, I do have some stories here in history for you, because a lot of people know the name of Area 51, but they don't know what Area 51 even is. Allie, do you actually know what Area 51 is?
It's
come on.
A base.
I've been there. Well, I drove past there.
Let's say, careful. Government.
Yeah.
They're listening.
I've been to Roswell.
Area 51, which is where your parents are right now, right?
They're their way, I think. They're driving.
They're
so
doing a road trip.
Good timing. Yeah. Do it now instead of September 20th. By the way, September 20th, 2019 is D-Day for a bunch of idiots, probably. Area 51.
Or heroes. You don't know.
If they
What if they come out with Master Chief armor, man?
Let me make sure I've got this. Okay.
Pokemon.
Yeah. I'll save my bitterness
Look,
for
man,
the
if
end.
Mewtwo appears.
Armored Mewtwo. I'm saving my bitterness for the end. First, I want to get through the facts, and then I'm going to tell you why it's stupid. Because you'd think, oh, Shannon Young's going to be all over this. No, he's not. Area 51 is also known as Dreamland and Paradise Ranch, but officially is known as... Allie?
Area 51.
Groom Lake. No one knows where the name Area 51 came from. They do have designated areas there for testing, but there is no Area 51.
It doesn't exist.
It's adjacent to Area 15, so maybe someone just was... Like
dumb.
Dyslexic or something?
Looked in a mirror.
They just saw it wrong. It's part of the Nevada test site, now known as the Nevada National Security Site, a remote area of desert 65 miles north of Las Vegas. It's right outside of Vegas. It was the Nevada test site that hosted hundreds of nuclear weapon tests during the 1980s or 50s, almost 100 of which were above ground. So they tested nukes out there. Yeah. That's good to know. Officially, Area 51 is part of the Nevada Test Training Range and is affiliated with Nellis Air Force Base. Most of its operations, the base has never acknowledged as existing. People have been talking about Area 51 for as long as I've been alive, but the government never said it was real. That was until a FOIA request in 2005 led the government to officially and publicly recognize it as an actual facility in June of 2013, and until recently, satellite imagery of the installation was censored. If you went on a map service or something,
like Google Maps,
it would be blurred. It would be censored out, which if you are the government and you're trying to get people to stop paying attention to it, the last thing you want to do is like censor where it is the only place in the world, legitimately, as far as I know, it was the only place in the world that was censored on maps.
That was straight up censored. Other places might have been secretly censored and just had an overlay of...
Right, because you might not have known it was there and they didn't want to tell you. Yeah. But Area 51 was literally like the aerial photography. I remember seeing pictures when I was younger.
Blurred out.
It was just blurred and pixelated. And then they had like an accidental picture was taken once of Area 51 and it hit the internet and went all over the place. And I remember the first time I saw it, it's a base. Yeah. It's a base with landing strips and buildings. It's very nondescript. I mean, it doesn't look like
there's anything. There's a Del Taco, apparently.
There's four Starbucks, two GameStops.
What?
It's just really...
People put Google Maps icons of locations in Area 51.
Area 51 didn't get its extraterrestrial reputation until the late 80s. We just watched a documentary on this the other day, or at least I started to, when a man named Robert Lazar told a Las Vegas television station, which I forget the name of the station, but the reporter was George Knapp from Coast to Coast, who I've listened to for many, many years, and I never knew that it was a part of this until a couple years ago, that he worked at a mysterious site called S4 near Area 51 to reverse engineer crash flying saucers. This caused quite a stir, but Lazar was later found to have fabricated his employment not only on the base but his entire background. He claims to have graduated from MIT and Caltech but actually went to neither, and also claims to have worked for the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which also turns out to be false.
Didn't people say that somebody said that his history was scrubbed, though?
Yes, yeah. Because of... him coming forward with the information
because
on Area 51.
There's a surprising lack of his history that you can find.
You can watch the documentary of Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers. It's on Netflix. We started it the other day. I finished it on my own. No offense. Don't give me that look.
Rude.
You would have just fallen asleep.
Rude.
You would have fallen asleep.
Rude.
Because it was boring.
Was it?
I mean, it was because it's filled with information that I don't think either of you are going to care about. Like,
doesn't
unless
mean I won't find it interesting to watch.
But unless you're a diehard, like, conspiracy theorist nut, you could just kind of roll your eyes on it.
I think conspiracy theories are interesting.
You're like the fake gamer girl. I love Halo. Master Chef's my favorite.
Master Chef.
Don't think about it too much. Area 51, by the way, if you're thinking about going to Area 51, you should know that it's constantly patrolled, 24-hour surveillance, practically impregnable. Put that word on there specifically because I thought it was a good word. The area surrounding the lake is permanently off limits to both civilian and normal military aircraft traffic, and the military has warned that they will shoot anyone who tries to raid the restricted facility.
And there have been
multiple
attempts to get in, like, sneaky.
Yeah.
And they've all been, like, met with, they're called camo guys, right?
Hostile resistance.
People ain't
Some
bright.
Of them haven't been hostile. They've just been, like...
Shooed.
Yeah, well, like, you know, you're sneaking in, and then suddenly, like, a line of guys appear on a hill ridge, and they just stay in there watching you until you go away.
Yeah,
like,
that's absolutely happens. I've seen so many videos where, like, people are... not even just in Area 51.
They're just close.
They're just close to it, and you'll just see the trucks pull up, and people just stop, and they just watch you. Because, like I said, these guys watch constantly.
Like,
and
what are you doing?
There's no other base in the world that has that kind of security, like that weird security.
Yeah, they don't have that. They might have higher security, as in like more guards or stricter limits, but it's all contained to
within the facility.
The facility, right. Not. The grounds.
Right. Imagine if you went to like the Pentagon, and instead of walking up to the Pentagon, and then when you get to the door, imagine the area surrounding the Pentagon, like for miles, being completely off limits. Like you can't even take pictures of it. You're not going to think something's weird about that.
Yeah.
Ali, do you know how people get to work at Area 51?
Aren't they flown in?
They are. And this is the part I said I didn't even know. Area 51 employees are flown to and from work from their home airports on Janet. Sometimes called Janet Airlines, which is the unofficial name given to the highly classified fleet of passenger aircraft operated for the United States Department of the Air Force as an employee shuttle to transport military and contractor employees. Janet stands for, I read it, it was just another, what was it? Just another non-existent terminal or something like that. But I don't think that's its actual name because that just sounds
silly,
shady.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have non-existent in your name, it's going to raise some flags. But they legitimately use a flight called Janet to take people back and forth from there. The airline mainly serves the Nevada National Security Site, most notably Area 51, and the Tonopah Test Range from a private terminal at Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport.
And the terminal, I think, is very, very guarded as well. Like, it's private, but it's also separate from the actual...
Airport.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they do top flight security on this. And even though Area 51 is not, I forget the exact term for it, but everything that they do there is like top of the line secret.
Yeah.
It's high clearance to know anything about it. I saw Hillary Clinton when she was on, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel's show. She said that if she was elected, this is before she lost, that she was going to look into like Area 51 and make all that public knowledge. And she said that her husband, Bill Clinton, when he was president, tried to look into it too and got no answers. So if that just tells you the kind of clearance you have that maybe even the president of the United States can't find out about it, which the joke is that clearly either there's nothing there or it's such top security because there's no way Donald Trump wouldn't have tweeted about it at this point.
Yeah.
OMG, there are aliens with the tiniest hands. Anyway, Nevada Test and Training Range is used to train aircraft crews in combat scenarios and for live munitions training, according to the Air Force, as well as operational testing. In the past, the site has been used to test and develop new helicopters, airplanes, unmanned drones, and other top secret military technologies. One of these was the famous U-2 spy plane, not the band, spy plane, and a whole, now I got myself laughing, an ultra-high altitude aircraft used for reconnaissance. The plane's very first flight took place at Air 51 in August 1955.
Didn't they just retire that?
The U-2?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Because I, if I remember correctly, there's a stealth plane that was just retired, and on its last flight to the museum, it broke like 6 new records just because they could.
Just on the last hurrah.
Like, just to prove it, yeah.
Well, after the U-2 plane program ended, Area 51 remained a testing ground for other spy planes, such as the Lockheed A-12 Oxcart and the D-21 Tagboard. So that is the official Area 51 information that you need to know if you're thinking about doing this. Top secret facility. It's a research base where they test out experimental planes, which a lot of people have said that is what the UFOs that you see are. They're just experimental aircraft. And that's why the security is so tight, because they don't want foreign entities being able to figure out what we're doing. Why would you as an American government want a foreign government to find out about your spy planes? It doesn't make any sense. And that is completely plausible. But what happened was, it's been the subject of so many rumors and conspiracy theories over the years, some of which I've written down, including the storage, examination, and reverse engineering of crashed alien spacecraft, including materials supposedly recovered at Roswell, the 1947 crash. The study of their occupants and the manufacture of aircraft based on alien technology takes place there. Apparently, there is an alien there named J-Rod.
No, it's Paul.
No. It's J-Rod. I checked. I called him. And there, multiple people that have worked there have said that they worked with this J-Rod, who is an alien, over the years. Take that as what you will. Take it as you will. According to a 1974 book, We Were Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 billion swindle, conspiracy theorist Bill Kaysing claims that the moon landing was faked on a soundstage in Area 51. It's also been the site of meetings or joint undertakings with extraterrestrials, the development of exotic energy weapons for the Strategic Defense Initiative, the development of weather control, like HARP, the development of time travel and teleportation technology, like NOAA, that's what he used to go back in time, the development of exotic propulsion systems related to the Aurora program, and activities related to a shadowy One World Government or the Majestic 12 organization. Those are not facts.
Mm-mm.
Those are conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can prove we went to the moon.
Yeah, how?
You shoot lasers at the reflectors we left?
I mean, they also brought back like a bunch of moon rock.
Not a bunch, but, you know.
You maybe use that. So, if you are planning on going to the event, storm Area 51, they can't shoot us all. Yes, they can.
They just might not use bullets.
Just want to point that
they
out to you.
They might use alien space lasers.
Air Force spokesman Tasers Laura McAndrews,
darts, you know,
stated the government officials know about this event, and she made a statement to the Washington Post that says, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force. We discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. Those are the facts. Now let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite meme?
Well, starting off, my favorite meme is, I've told you, it's the me telling my alien that we don't have to stay, she doesn't have to stay, he doesn't have to stay at Area 51 anymore. And then it shows the next picture is, and it's the woman on the couch, but it's got an alien face over it, and it says, my alien. And it looks very like, what's your favorite one?
I don't know. There's a lot.
That's it. Then you just trapped me with the question. I gave you an answer, and you can't give me one back.
Come back to me. I'll look.
Extremely rude.
I'm sorry.
So, Calvin, I'm going to address this to you because your sister's hysterical.
Okay.
This is stupid. This is stupid on so many levels. And here's my biggest problem with this. One, I don't care how many people storm and get shot. Like, I kind of care because I don't like
when
people die.
But it's their own fault.
But it's your own fault if you're going to storm a government facility.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes you think that's a good idea for the people that are serious? I truly believe this event was created entirely in jest. It was a joke.
Totally.
But there are people that will take it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Darwinism, like, in its finest.
I said it to Allie. You know, they had that big conspiracy theory about the pizza place that housed the underground sex slave ring. And a dude drove there with a shotgun and demanded to see it. So people are stupid and gullible, and they will believe things. So people are going to show up to this. The thing I'm angriest about of this is that if you truly believe that this Area 51 it exists and that it does what it is, what makes you think that the government would continue to house anything there now that everyone knows about it?
Well,
that is the dumbest thing about this.
So, but what if
I found my favorite? It's one I haven't seen before. It's Area 51 guards. Who do you people work for? All of us. Scoops ahoy!
Have you not seen that one?
No! That's my favorite.
I'm happy to know that you guys finished Stranger Things.
We did. Yeah. We'll talk about it on Thursday. We're gonna recap it. Our thoughts. Great, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I liked season 3 a lot. I don't know why I said thank you, but it's like you're agreeing with me from earlier.
Well, you worked really hard on it.
I know, right?
You know. So Area 51. There's no way that the government is keeping anything in Area 51. So even if they manage to, let's say it's that mentality they can't shoot us all, and they do manage to get up to the base, you know what they're going to find? Paperwork. Maybe a scientist.
Airplanes
that they won't know anything about, even if it was like something top secret. None of these people know what a spy plane looks like. They're just going to go, oh, planes, cool. J-Rod's not there. If J-Rod was over there, they've got him in another facility somewhere else.
No, he's on the proving grounds now.
No, too high profile.
He's got to defend that base.
There's like an
there
area.
Might be another war there.
There's like an Area 69 that no one knows about.
I just saw one that said if we raid Area 51, we have to change it to Area 69.
No.
So no. If J-Rod is moved to another base, it's Area 420. If Paul has any.
So J-Rod's token up on that space weed.
Have you watched Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For a while, I was trying to figure out what the hell you were talking about. Now I just got the reference. Yeah. No, I did. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was Seth Rogen as an alien.
I mean, yeah.
Not a stretch. The other part that I'm upset about all this is that it's this kind of stuff that really makes just the entire, like, fringe science, alien, what do you call it? UFO research, it kind of turned it into a joke.
Yeah.
Like everything about UFOs and aliens right now is a joke. It's set back any legitimate, any goodwill we made with like the FOIA Act and the Defense Department releasing all this footage and, you know, the aerospace threat identification program. Anything that we've accomplished because of that has now been washed down the drain by 3 million idiots who thought it would be funny to turn aliens and UFOs into dank memes.
I also like this one that says how the Area 51 raid is actually going to go, and it's Eric Andre going, let me in!
She is the problem, and that's what I'm talking about.
You are part of the problem.
Just earlier she said, I find these things interesting, and now she's like memeing. She's dank memeing. You cannot find joy in this, no.
Get someone that can do both.
No.
She's got a degree in memeology. It's fine. She's got a...
I mean, before long, that will be a college major.
Oh, it already is.
Yeah, I'm assuming it is.
No.
I think that... A, yes, you're right, but it'll wash over
faster
than you
think. Everyone will forget about it. The next meme will pop up.
Yeah.
But also...
In fact, I've already seen one. It's, forget Area 51. Let's go to the Bermuda Triangle. It can't swallow us all.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But also, wouldn't it be funny if something actually comes of it?
Yes, someone posted, you guys got the right idea, but the wrong.
Yeah, I was like, this is an actual mentality. Imagine what we can actually change.
Right, if we had the mentality of they can't stop all of us, and it's 100% true. I just really think we're misguided. Well, we're not misguided because only 500 people are going to show up, and they're going to get arrested or dead. And then everyone else is going to be watching.
Or nothing's going to happen.
Or nothing. Or they're going to stand at the gate.
They're going to spend the money to get out there and just get heat stroke.
And get high and party. Probably. They're going to stand there at the gate and they're going to be like, all right, go. You go. I'll go if you go. Ready? On three.
Well, but.
Three. And then no one goes.
As time goes on, the likelihood that somebody goes increases because alcohol.
That's true. And it's just one military base. I mean, how many soldiers can there be?
A lot.
Yes.
The answer is a lot.
It's one military base that also happens to be an air base, so there's like landing strips for more troops to come in, and
I hate it because it kind of kills the romanticized idea I had of Area 51 being this super secretive, super legitimate, like, serious topic. And now it's just the biggest joke.
Yeah.
It's the biggest joke. And that's kind of disheartening for someone that's like been so intrigued by Area 51 his entire life.
To be fair.
Too old to enjoy things anymore.
Area 51 was always like the entry to
paranormal. To the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it's other than Roswell and all the things that have like been, you know, the guy who got his history wiped.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah. All of those little things are very small things compared to other government conspiracy things.
That's true.
That are very much more grandiose.
It makes me wonder, to get into the head of somebody like a Bob Lazar, to come out and say such things, like, what was his intent? Was it just to be famous? Because I don't think this is the kind of fame anyone would want.
No, it's not. And most
people... But is he telling the truth?
Well, but most of his... I didn't mean to hit the table. Most of his family friends, family and friends, said that he regrets...
Well, didn't he was saying that in the documentary?
Yeah,
he wishes he had never come forward.
Yeah, he regrets not because of like the backlash, but because of it's not any kind of what he thought would actually happen. He thought that even if he was backlashed on and his life was miserable, something would actually happen.
Which nothing did.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the world, especially when it comes to stuff like this, is that you have this testimony, maybe even true testimony, but without evidence to back it up, really. It used to be that if you made a statement without the evidence to back it up, you would be discredited and you would be made a fool of. Now, very clearly, certain people make, you know, discredited arguments all the time and just increases their popularity. So I don't know why it works for one and not the other. I guess there are some parts of America I just don't understand, but I understand.
I mean, that's just humans in general, not just America.
It's human nature to not take Asa, for example. Asa and Jesse are good examples. They both are of the mindset when it came to like the UFO or the ghost hunting, mm-hmm. was that I don't believe in this, but if I see something, then it could change my mind. You know, that was their idea of it. When you have a case like the Bob Lazar thing, without evidence and just testimony, there's so many people that just won't believe it. And even if he had evidence, it would just be discredited. The government can do things to you.
Yeah.
Don't think they can't do things to you. The government can ruin you.
I think part of it is he thought he had evidence. Like, he thought that he was credible.
Yeah, and then they discredited him. And then they him.
Took, well, apparently took
allegedly.
Away his, yeah, yeah. his credit and basically made him infamous instead of famous.
Famous, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Infamous.
Yes.
And so for the 3 million people that are now thinking... I want to see what's up with Area 51. What's your goal here? You're either discrediting the entire community by making it into a joke. You're going to get yourself killed or arrested. Or it goes away in 2 months and then no one ever talks about it again. The way of the meme.
It's going to be the latter.
Pretty much.
Probably.
Sad, isn't it? More attention has been given to this Facebook event than the legitimate... The legitimate release of all this information and documents about this super secret government, you know, research thing that into UFOs that no one gives a shit about.
People have to read.
But you put dank meme in front of it and you put some funny pictures on there.
You know, now there are probably a interested. Lot of people that looked more into this in Area 51 because of this.
That's true.
Like in an actual serious manner.
Hopefully. If anyone can look into this and like, but that's the problem is like, there's really nothing at Area 51 to look into other than Bob Lazar and like these two other guys I read about that said they worked on, you know, experimental stuff and reverse engineering and stuff like that. There's no evidence that says Area 51 has done anything out of the ordinary. The only reason people think that is because of how secretive the government has been with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, if you put the facts together that the government is probably being secretive about this base because it contains information that is sensitive to like our espionage, of course they're going to keep it secret. Like, how is that so hard to understand? I don't know what people are looking for in this. I don't. Other than it's a funny meme.
It's a funny meme. This one says what we're really going to find in Area 51, and it's a Dollar General.
That looks like the one outside of where we used to live.
I like the one where it says, you guys get to Area 51, instead of E.T., you find this, and it's literally like a xenomorph.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you going to do then?
Run. I like the one with rated Area 51, me walking home with the new cat I found, and it's just a xenomorph.
No, I saw it was probably the same picture, but it was like my wife walking home from Area 51 with this stray dog she found.
I like the one of the little alien in the doorway. It says, my alien that I got from Area 51 telling me he threw up at 2 a.m.
Yeah. It's the same one, but it says... that wants to know how to use the microwave.
Yeah.
Aliens at Area 51 waiting for the we outside text.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why, if you wonder why they haven't made contact with us yet.
Because
we're all idiots. Every time they're ghosting us. We're getting alien ghosted. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, it's a funny meme. But if you're interested in what, you know, these things actually are, please look into it. It's not just for comedy anymore. It's a legitimate thing. And we'll always keep you updated on what we find. So. That's it. I'm depressed now.
I'm freezing. Why do you keep this place an ice box?
It keeps the meat fresher so I don't spoil. No? Tomorrow, all new... what's the show we do on Wednesdays?
Wrestling.
Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about Extreme Rules.
Yes.
Money's back where it belongs, baby.
Mm. No, he had to cash in.
If you're listening to this show, you probably have zero interest in tomorrow's show.
That's not true.
Most people.
I was like, we know quite a few that are interested in tomorrow's show that also listen to this show.
Not all of them. But I will direct you to Thursday's show, where we'll be talking about Stranger Things. All Woo-hoo! Stranger Things. We're going to go over...
And more dank memes, because there's also been a ton of those.
For Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Stupid terms.
Dank memes are just the new Vines, which was just the new... I don't know what the hell came before Vines.
GIFs?
Flowers? Seeds?
That's not how that works.
Your joke is bad and you should feel bad.
All right, guys. Patreon.com/SpotZilla1985. If for whatever goddamn reason you want to give us money, I don't know why you would, but for $1 a month, you can't get access to all of those wonderful pre-shows, including old filth mouth over there, running her mouth about God knows what. You can also catch up with us on Facebook.com/PodZilla1985. Tell us what you think about Area 51. What's your favorite meme? Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard? And yes, it is. And this is from somebody that's in the group and, you know, finds it entertaining. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, by the way, and you go, well, how can I look up this old episode? And here you go. Let's talk about this from December 19th, 2017. Well, you can't get it on Spotify because it only goes back 100 episodes. But you can catch the entire backlog of episodes at podzilla1985.com. You can sort by show. You can sort by year. You can sort by month. You can also check out the cast page if you want to know more about us, see what we look like, except Calvin. Whose picture is pixelated. He's like Area 51.
You can't find me on Google Maps.
No.
They are now going to assume that Calvin does not exist.
Does he? None of you exist. This is all in my head. This is all just the same consciousness. One world unity. Bye, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Until then, watch the skis. I mean skies. Skies.